85. O my servants, it behooveth you to refresh and revive your souls through the gracious favors which in this divine, this soul-stirring springtime are being showered upon you. The day-star of his great glory hath shed its radiance upon you, and the clouds of his limitless grace have overshadowed you. How high the reward of him that hath not deprived himself of so great a bounty, nor failed to recognize the beauty of his best-beloved in this his new attire. Say, O people, the lamp of God is burning. Take heed lest the fierce winds of your disobedience extinguish its light. Now is the time to arise and magnify the Lord your God. Strive not after bodily comforts, and keep your heart pure and stainless. The evil one is lying in wait, ready to entrap you. Gird yourselves against his wicked devices, and led by the light of the name of the one true God, deliver yourselves from the darkness that surroundeth you. Center your thoughts in the well-beloved, rather than in your own selves. Say, O ye that have strayed and lost your way, the divine messenger, who speaketh naught but the truth, hath announced unto you the coming of the best-beloved. Behold, he is now come. Wherefore are ye downcast and dejected? Why remain despondent when the pure and hidden one hath appeared unveiled amongst you? He who is both the beginning and the end, he who is both stillness and motion, is now manifest before your eyes. Behold how in this day the beginning is reflected in the end, how out of stillness motion hath been engendered. This motion hath been generated by the potent energies which the words of the Almighty have released throughout the entire creation. Whoso hath been quickened by its vitalizing power will find himself impelled to attain the court of the beloved, and whoso hath deprived himself therefrom will sink into irretrievable despondency. He is truly wise whom the world and all that is therein have not deterred from recognizing the light of this day, who will not allow men's idle talk to cause him to swerve from the way of righteousness. He is indeed as one dead, who at the wondrous dawn of this revelation hath failed to be quickened by its soul-stirring breeze. He is indeed a captive, who hath not recognized the supreme Redeemer, but hath suffered his soul to be bound, distressed, and helpless in the fetters of his desires. O my servants, whoso hath tasted of this fountain hath attained unto everlasting life, and whoso hath refused to drink therefrom is even as the dead. Say, O ye workers of iniquity, covetousness hath hindered you from giving a hearing ear unto the sweet voice of him who is the all-sufficing. Wash it away from your hearts, that his divine secret may be made known unto you. Behold him manifest and resplendent as the sun in all its glory. Say, O ye that are bereft of understanding, a severe trial pursueth you and will suddenly overtake you. Bestir yourselves, that haply it may pass and inflict no harm upon you. Acknowledge the exalted character of the name of the Lord your God, who hath come unto you in the greatness of his glory. He verily is the all-knowing, the all-possessing, the supreme protector.